We started our second quarter about 2 weeks ago now, and we have had a great movement back to in-person learning, and that's really essential. You know, we were up to 765 students out of our 480 or 4,800 that were learning from home. We're down to around 440 right now. So that's a pretty substantial movement back into in-person learning. That's well below where we started the school year, which was around 550. And, you know, I think a couple of things. There is no substitute for in-person learning and for having the teacher-student contact. I mean, that's the key factors when it comes to student learning, student engagement. The key is having that teacher in front of the kids and having that teacher working directly with the students. But the reality is, like we experienced last quarter or last year, it's not ideal for the students not to be in class. Yep, you bet.